righty, you guys. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. It's gonna be some thumping, some thudding, all kinds of stuff going on in the background because I got my crew with me. There we go right there. Okay, we got Simba with a tree branch. We got Nala with a tree branch. Tango behind me, but I'm pretty sure he gonna get into something before this episode is over. But honestly, last night, I was just sitting around thinking around the house, and I was like, dang, bro, life really does come full circle. So I decided to make today's episode about my journey through entrepreneurship, okay? Now, this is a journey that not that many people, honestly, probably only one person knows. Well, no more than two people even have the slightest detail about my journey through entrepreneurship. I've always kept it under wraps. Because, bro, it's stressful as hell, bro. It's a lot of stuff I don't be wanting to think about, bro. Entrepreneurship ain't as easy as social media make it seem. That's why I'm making this episode, so I could give you the real spiel. Like, hey, look, bro, this is what I signed up for type. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for tuning in. Welcome to everybody that's new. Be sure to follow the podcast. We are available not just on Spotify, but on all major podcasting platforms. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Amazon, everywhere. Okay, we are everywhere. So be sure to share the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Bring some people over here. You know, some hustlers, some entrepreneurs. Send them over here so they can hear this and just, you know what I'm saying? Take down some real spiel, bro. That's really all this is. This is no cap. But again, like I said, thank you guys for tuning in. We're about to take a quick ad break and we're about to get into it. Today's episode is sponsored by Beezy Coffee. Now, if you're not familiar with Beezy Coffee, look, they offer some of the best organic cold brew products there are on Amazon, bro. They not only have Amazon's choice products, but they also have Amazon bestsellers. You have to check them out. Their link to their website will be down in the description below, busycoffee.com. Be sure to use code Rakim10 at checkout. Now, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. All righty, you guys. I ain't gonna lie, yesterday I didn't drop an episode because, you know what I'm saying, my co-host just kept messing things up, man. He just kept being too loud. And, you know, he kind of straightened up today. I told Simba, you know what I'm saying, if he keep on, I'm going to fire him. So he found him a tree branch, and he just laying over there doing his own thing. So hopefully we don't have many disturbances today. But I got me some hot coffee, as always. I'm starting a little bit later because I decided to just wake up and jump straight into, like, Instagram content instead of podcasting first. I just like to switch things up every now and then, just so it won't seem like I'm doing the same thing over and over. Granted, guys, I've been doing this for years, okay? So I deserve to switch it up, okay? I have to switch it up. I've been creating content since I was like 15, 16, bro. I have to switch it up, all right? And which is also interesting because when I first got into content creation, bro, tech was not as advanced, bro. I used to do so many loopholes, bro. It's like, bro, I used to do so many loopholes to get content made, bro. And it's crazy how, you know, I mean, I still do loopholes now because it's a little bit more convenient, but it's just crazy how technology has just advanced like crazy. But hopefully y'all hear the birds out here. It's supposed to rain, bro. I low-key wanted to wait until, I think it's supposed to start raining at like 1 o'clock, but that is too late because usually by 2 o'clock, I'm done for the day. I'm done editing, filming, everything. Like after 2 o'clock, I'm trying to find more clients. You see what I'm saying? So I just can't wait that long. So I just went ahead and came out here. But you know what I'm saying? The birds out here, it ain't the prettiest, but you know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to see another day. Thank God for letting me wake up and, you know what I'm saying, come out here with my co-hosts and my kids, you know what I'm saying, to sit on the patio and chill, make another episode. It's supposed to rain, like I said, so it is cloudy and gloomy looking, but, you know, I'm ready for it to rain, though, because I am going to sit out here and just vibe out. I don't think it's supposed to storm. Like, it's just supposed to straight up rain, so, you know what I'm saying, that'll be a vibe. I may actually sit out here and just make even more content. Who knows? I may make another episode, all right? But thank you guys for tuning in. For everybody that's listening to this, I hope you're having a wonderful morning or whatever time of day it is. But yeah, I decided to make this episode about my journey through entrepreneurship. Because like I said in the intro, bro, like literally nobody knows. I'm a myth, bro. Like this is not me just talking out the side of my neck, bro. Like I'm literally a myth. Like I was on the phone a couple weeks ago with Reggie and I said, bro, I'm literally a myth. I said, take this into consideration, bro. I said, think about this, bro. If you was to go somewhere, if you was to go in a room full of people back at home that know me, you know what I'm saying, that ain't seen me in years, bro, and you'd be like, hey, King, you know, honestly, people that I'm friends with, bro, people that I'm cool with, You could take them and put them all in one room. I said, bro, you go up in there and be like, hey, look, bro, King coming home this weekend. They are not going to believe you, bro. It's straight up. They are not. They just won't believe you. They be like, you lying, bro. They be like, I'm going to have to see it to believe it. Bro, I've been a myth, bro. I'm going to give y'all some backstory, okay? Before we actually get into what I'm doing now. So, I came from a family of hustlers, bro. So, starting out with G-Mom. G-Mom was out here doing stuff she ain't had no business doing back during Prohibition. We just going to leave that at that because we ain't finna get nobody indicted, okay? She learned a lot of stuff back in the Gap, okay? If you guys are not familiar, my mom does have a boutique. I believe she's the longest standing building in downtown Greenville. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think there's anybody else store-wise that's been on that strip longer than her. She's been in business damn near 20 years, bro. And I remember like yesterday when she first opened up, bro, because she opened up as a resale store. And then she went from resale to, I think it was something else in between. And now she's a full on boutique and she does funerals, class nights, graduate. Like she does a whole bunch of stuff now, which is pretty dope. So I come from that, bro. Okay, so I've always had hustling in my blood. You know what I'm saying? It's times where I was in high school, bro. Me and Bells Fargo. Only the real gonna know who this is, bro. But me and Bells Fargo, bro, we used to get like New Balance and stuff, bro. I remember like Shaq Glizzy and them. They were from like DC. And like up there in DC, bro, like that's what people used to wear, bro. Like New Balance was the wave before it was really, really the wave now it is, bro. And like people used to sell their New Balance for like 10, 15, bro, no more than $20. So we used to take them joints, clean them up, and we flip them at our school for like 40, 30, 40, you know what I'm saying? And then we went from that to, you know, going to the dollar store, buying dollar box candy, selling it at school for $3. Boom, Coach Strazy, raiding the bathroom. We got money everywhere. You know what I'm saying? We counting up money, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we had some fun, but I've been hustling damn near all my life, bro. I've always had an extreme I've had an unreal work ethic. Like nobody, I'm not gonna say nobody instilled discipline in me, but even since a kid, bro, if it makes sense, you ain't gotta tell me to do it. You ain't never have to tell me to do it. Now, for instance, as a kid, bro, I mean, all of us was like this. Like, I ain't wanna clean my room, bro, because at the end of the day, I was like, bro, y'all, everybody worried about a room. I'm trying to make a play. Like, bro, I could thug this out. Like, I've always had this mentality of where, like, bro, I'm going to make whatever conditions that I'm in, I'm going to make it work, bro. We ain't trying to be fancy. I'm trying to get a bag. I've been like that since a kid, bro. And look, let me tell y'all about my mindset as a kid, too, bro. This is another little story time, bro. I'm going to have to sit down and talk to my mom about this, bro. She really got me bent. To this day, bro, this is like, what? Let me see, I'm 25, bro. Oh, God, this is like 20 years later, bro. She still got me bent. I thought about this probably last month, bro, when I thought about this. So I remember being a kid, bro, and like it was Black History Month. And the youth had to go up there on second Sunday in Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? It's Youth Day. So on Youth Day, bro, we had to go up there and tell folks like what we wanted to be whenever we grew up and stuff like that. So cool. With me, bro, I used to read the Guinness Book of World Records all the time. So like, I used to always read, like, who was the richest man in the world? Who brought in the most money? What's the fastest car? What's the most expensive car? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at stuff like that, right? So I go to church, and, you know what I'm saying, they asking us who we want to be, like, before we get up there on the mic type. I should have known it was something right there. I was too little to catch on, you know what I'm saying, to peep the game. But they was like, so who do you want to be like whenever you grow up? And I was like, bro, I want to be like Bill Gates, but it clocked in $25 billion. Mind you, I didn't know what net worth was. I'm, bro, since legit, bro, I'm like, I gotta have $25 billion or $25 and $1 billion in my bank account, fool. Like, really, I was like, bro, I gotta have like $27 billion, fool. But just to make sure I create a cushion, you know what I'm saying? But like, bro, I told the folks at church, I'm like, bro, I wanna be Bill Gates. That man ain't making a bag out here. And they was like, no, you don't want to be like, you know what I'm saying? I understand where they were coming from. But, bro, back then, bro, we ain't never had no black president. So, man, my mom was like, tell them you want to be the president of the United States. I'm like, you know what? The book probably was lying to me because I was like, the president of the United States, theoretically, in my head back then, I was like, it makes sense for them to be the richest person in the world, right? Fool. Man, I went up there, bro. I got up on that mic. Man, I said, My name's Rakeem Amos. I wanna be the first black president of the United States. Man, folks in that joint passing out, going crazy. Bro, I'm in there feeling myself on God. Man, I went to school that next morning, bro. Back then, mind you, bro, Google didn't exist, bro. Well, I ain't gonna say Google didn't exist, but Google wasn't the main search engine back then, bro. This was like MSN days, fool. So I got on MSN, and for some reason, bro, my homie was like, bro, let's see how much the president make a year, making a year. I'm like, hell yeah, bro, we need to go repeat this. Cause I was like, bro, my mama told me to say this, bro. And like something in the back of my head telling me, oh no, something might be off, bro. And then I was like, bro, you got to deal with a lot of people when you're the president. Do I really want to, you know? So, man, we done searched that up on MSN. Bro, back then, the president was only making $275,000 a year. Man, who fit to be a president? Boy, you got me bent. To this day, my mama got me bent, bro. I be, who? $275 a year? But that is not enough for me. I'm so sorry. I was literally on the couch last night like, dang, bro. Like, I need to make $10 million a year and see if I could do it for 20 years straight. But I was like, if I make $10 million for 10 years straight, I have a yacht idea that I'm trying to do, bro. I'll explain that in another one. I'm not the person that wastes money, bro. It's always a method to my madness. And I'm always going to buy something that's going to make me money. So I'm not going to blow, you know what I'm saying, all this money on a yacht. But like I said, I'm going to explain this in another video. I mean, in another episode. But yeah, bro, since a kid, bro, I always thought different. $275, even back then, as a six-year-old, bro. I was like in, what, first grade, bro? Even back then, fool, $275 a year was not enough for me. I was like, what the hell? I was like, I know I can make more than this somehow. Bill Gates made $25 billion. In my head, bro, I'm not thinking net worth. In my head, I'm like, bro, this dude made $25 billion, and you think I'm finna settle for $275? Hell no. So fast forward as time goes on, bro. Let's see. When I was like, what, 19, 20-ish range? I ended up, mind you, I kept in with technology and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? I've always been a tech junkie. I'm just going to put that out there, but it's going to tie into later down, you know what I'm saying, in this episode. So just so you know, like I was into tech and computer games and all kinds of stuff back then, right? So as time goes, as time fast forward a little bit, when I was like 19, 20 years old, I came across like Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V is his Instagram name. That's what he typically goes by, you know, even in public. Like, people don't go up and be like Gary Vaynerchuk, you know what I'm saying? Gary V, that's his nickname. Okay, that's what he basically goes by. And I came across Gary V, and he was preaching about, like, digital marketing and, like, overall happiness, finding peace, and, like, loving your job. And I was like, you know what? Like, that's interesting. But, like, back then, bro, I'm not the type of person, if it makes sense, you don't have to tell me twice. So, like, with Gary V, he was like, bro, find something that you like to do. You can make as much money as you want to, and you still be happy. And I'm like, damn, that makes so much sense. So, scratch college. I'm damn sure not going for sure now. Like, I'm damn sure not going back. Mind you, I had already dropped out once. No, I had already dropped out twice. I was like, yeah, I'm damn sure not going back. I already had my mind made up after watching all that. So, with Gary V, he's like a marketing strategist, public figure, like, he's really into the digital space, okay? He keeps me updated. He the one that taught me, basically. I ain't gonna say he taught me everything that I know, but he kind of taught me the new day and age and, like, gave me a heads up of where the future was going, technology, social media, trends-wise, and stuff like that, okay? I always tap in every now and then to make sure, you know what I'm saying, I'm on the right track, okay? Now, I kind of know this stuff like a science. I'm 25. I put in so many years. I literally know this as a science, but what I mean by life comes full circle, I will explain that here in just a second, too. But whenever I came across Gary V's content, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to get into a technological digital space, you know what I'm saying, ever since, okay? I've always wanted to be in tech, just didn't know exactly where. But when I came across Gary V, you know what I'm saying, I kind of like pieced it together and be like, you know what? I basically want to be like what Gary V does, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind doing public speakings and, you know what I'm saying, putting people on game, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like doing it. And plus, you got to keep in mind, bro, when I was like 15, 16, bro, I used to literally get like discipline. I don't know. I don't know how, like, I don't know what it was, bro. It's like sometimes, bro, like they say, it's not on you, it's in you, bro. Discipline was just always in me. Cause like when I was like 15, 16, bro, I used to wake up every morning and write motivational quotes on the wall. I mean, on a sticky note, and I used to stick them on the wall. I put so many sticky notes up there, bro. Like literally, I probably, you know, them thick packs of sticky notes, bro. Like, those are the kinds I used to buy, bro. I went through numerous of those, bro. I went through so many of those. Like, I used to go through so many sticky notes with the quotes, putting them on my wall, bro. Like, my grandma used to buy them, like, every week. Every time she'd go to the grocery store, like, she'd just drop off, she just throw me a pack of sticky notes, bro. Like, that's how many quotes I used to write. And then, like, it was like one time, bro, I took so many of these sticky notes and I stuck them on a friend's car, bro. Like, just because, you know what I'm saying? But this one always been in me, bro. I used to wake up every morning before school and write my quote down, take a picture, put it on Snapchat so people see the quote of the day, go to school, bro. Real deal. So fast forward to now I'm 25. Fast forward back up to Gary Vee again, okay? So like 1920, he was basically saying, you know what I'm saying, graphic design, digital marketing, building websites. So a lot of these skills and services, drop shipping, for instance, he taught me about drop shipping way back then. And I'm going to tell you about my drop shipping experience. My first go round, bro, I literally felt bad. Like, I came up for real. But yeah, so like he taught me about all of this stuff and it was pretty crazy, bro. And I was like, dang, bro, like, I really want to be this. So I started learning all of these skills. And what I basically did over the whole entire time until I got to this process, what I did was I took a skill that he was saying, I would learn it and apply it for myself. Mind you, I've always wanted to go into technology and digital marketing and stuff like that, okay? So, and content management, basically. So every skill that he was saying, like logo design, graphic design, all of this stuff, building websites with Wix, WordPress, all of this stuff, bro, I was learning the skill that he was saying. I was replicating it and I was applying it. But when I applied it, yes, I would apply it to like customers for practice and clients and stuff like that, but I also applied it for myself. So not only am I learning and applying, I'm also getting those reps, building my own brand. Because think about it, since I was 20, bro, y'all don't understand. Only people that know me personally know how many brands, businesses, like I've literally started. And what's even crazier is the fact that a lot of people, a lot of successful people, they'll tell you whenever you're in your 20s, bro, you ain't got no responsibilities, be risky, throw stuff at the wall, just see what sticks. And literally, I threw so many things at the wall and like 95% stuck. So now I'm gonna explain that in just a second as well, okay? A little bit later in this episode. But anyways, all of these services and stuff like that he was telling me about, bro, like I was literally applying it to myself and continuing on building my brand, getting the repetition, and also making money on the side, flipping on eBay, same thing. I was applying the information, applying websites, SEO, you know what I'm saying? Like what people are searching for whenever they go into Google. I got into SEO optimization when it comes down to WordPress, Squarespace, Shopify, like putting listings up on a Shopify website. So like, not only are people going to type in your brand, but like, what if people don't type in your brand name and they're looking for something else? Like, I can loophole you around and still get you conversions from people not specifically typing in your brand name. Okay. So I learned so many different stuff, like the ins and outs of the digital world of a business. Okay. And it's crazy how life has come back full circle. And this is why you should never quit. A lot of people tell you to learn one thing and stick to one thing and run with it. Now, look, this is people yell at me even to this day, like, you're never consistent. You never blah, blah, blah. You never woo, 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 you know. But what people, I never respond. I just like to make people look stupid, okay? Like, if it's stupid, I'm not going to even waste my time responding to it, okay? But what a lot of people don't know is a lot of the stuff that I've been, quote-unquote, dibbling, dabbling around, not being consistent with, it's literally been the building blocks of a big-ass digital empire that I've been working on this whole entire time. So from graphic design to building the website, logo designs, I'm damn near to the point to where, like, honestly, by next year, I want to make my first app. So over the time of me learning all of these skills that Gary Vee was saying on Instagram and stuff like that, I basically built a digital business, right? That I can, all I need is internet and Wi-Fi to run it. I don't need any employees. If I do need if let's say my workload has starting to stack up a little bit too much, I can literally pay somebody on Fiverr to handle the task. And that's worst case scenario. Now I have artificial intelligence, a lot of it. You know what I'm saying? It's way more accessible. I can use it to be as efficient as possible. I can pump, bro, I literally pump out nine. Yesterday, I pumped out nine pieces of content solely for myself. Overall, I put out 10 or 11, but I popped out 9 for myself, literally. Okay. So like I said, I know this stuff as a science, and a lot of people have condemned me for saying like, you're not consistent. All of these skills, I am one of those rare digital businesses, whether you're starting a business, whether you need a business idea, whether you need, whether you're already in business and you're trying to scale, whether you're a big time business and you still need services, staying tied in with the latest trends, audio, you want your page to be as aesthetic as possible. You want it to stay aesthetic. You know what I'm saying? You want one clean overall look. Literally, I've taken the skills that Gary Vee were saying, and I've basically mastered everything. Okay, I basically mastered all of these skills. So now I have my own digital business where I, not only am I the CEO, but technically I only have, I can be the only employee and still get everything done because I have not just the skills of myself, but I also have artificial intelligence. Now, a lot of people may be like, oh, well, anybody can use artificial intelligence. One thing you never want to do is hire somebody or something to do your job that you don't know how to do. That's the catch. So, yes, I can use artificial intelligence, but I know how to not use artificial intelligence at the same time. So one of these days, for instance, building a website, I can manually build a website in like 2 hours easily by myself. I don't need no help for that. But imagine if I got like 10 people, for instance, that's like, hey, look, I need a website. I need a website. I could take 10 bookings. I could do five. It's going to be one day where I could take the other five and tell AI to generate, hey, I need five websites, one for this, the second one for this, the third one for this, give it the whole entire guidelines and everything. And guess what? I could take the overall format that they spit out, and I can go in there and tweak it, because guess what? I have the experience of building a website from scratch. I know what to check. I know how to troubleshoot. These are things that other people are going to try to take shortcuts and skip. You're going to deliver it to a customer. They're going to be unsatisfied. You ain't going to have customers that much. You see what I'm saying? All of this stuff ties up in together. And, you know, one, it's a blessing that I never quit. Bro, my journey of entrepreneurship has been hard as hell. I'm not saying I got the hardest one, but, bro, like, people don't understand, bro. This is some real spiel. And a lot of people don't even be knowing this. Like I said, I'm giving you straight up what you signed up for when you go into entrepreneurship. There are people that have been put in the ground, bro. And I could not go to the funeral. I was not in a position to go. It's people I never see again, bro. And that's one thing. That's the hardest part about entrepreneurship, bro. When you volunteer to leave your village, to go into the jungle, to hunt on behalf of your village, when you get done, my boy or my girl, that village will not be the same. You have to stand on it. You have to. Now, a lot of people mentally probably have not thought about that, bro. I just knew God would take care of me and my close ones, where I knew I could go to the jungle, come out with the mink, and deliver that mink to my people. You know what I'm saying? I could come back providing opportunities right off the bat. That's why I ain't never want to just come back home in the midst of all of this. It's like, when I come home, I want the mink on. I don't want to come back home and the mink is being made. And no, I want the mink on when I come back. I want to immediately be able to provide opportunities for my people, for my hometown. I want to immediately be able to start putting money into rebuilding my hometown. Like, that's what people don't understand. A lot of people will say I'm selfish, inconsiderate of people. Bro, when you got to go and hunt on behalf of a village, bro, be appreciative that somebody went out on your behalf, bro. That's one thing that pissed me off, but that's another reason why I be off to myself, bro. People are so selfish, bro. People are so selfish. People are so inconsiderate because they don't see the grand, they don't see the big picture. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the people don't see the big dream. Whenever I never even released this overall idea or business entity, you know, until now, because now this is where I'm finally up and running. Mind you, bro, I'm 25. I started building this shit when I was 19, 20. It literally, and look, this is the crazy thing about it. I would not have Amos Williams running as Amos Williams wouldn't even be possible if I didn't take out 4 or 5 years, bro. Dead ass. If I didn't take out those 4 to 5 years, literally, I would not be able to do what I'm doing now. I wouldn't have the skills. Bro, I started podcasting in 2018, 2019, bro. Come on now. I've been doing this. Real spiel, bro. I've been doing this. Bro, I was podcasting out of my mom's store, bro. My mom's store has like a loft in the back. I used to walk up in the back, bro. I had like a desk, everything, bro. I had like a computer desk. I used to go around through trash piles, bro. Take stuff that folks wouldn't use and throw it up there, bro. Take stuff around the house we ain't use and throw it up there. They used to be like my warehouse where I used to flip stuff, like keep all of my flip inventory. You know what I'm saying? Like anytime I had giveaways, like I used to give away school supplies, football cleats. You know what I'm saying? After I made a certain amount of profit, bro, I used to give away the excess. You see what I'm saying? So I used to, bro, for real. But a lot of people don't understand it. But I be off to myself, bro. One, and I don't even be nobody business, but I'm a content creator and I try to make all of my content as authentic as possible and give you the real spiel, bro. But when you go out on your entrepreneurship, bro, that village ain't the same when you come back. But you got to be able to walk out there and stand on it. And ever since I was a kid, bro, I always said, if you throw me in the jungle, I'm coming out with a mink regardless. It ain't even no discussion on that. That's mandatory. That's guaranteed. I don't care if I'm by myself. I'm going to step. I'm going to slide by myself. But it's a lot of mental challenges out here, bro. Like I said, bro, it's literally people that's been in the ground, bro. Like, bro, it hit different, bro. When, you know what I'm saying, years ago you had flashbacks. You would have never thought that would have been your last time seeing that person, bro. Real deal, bro. That shit hurt. I ain't going to lie to you, bro. It's times where, bro, discipline is the only reason I've even made it this far, bro. Like I said, it's not on you. It's in you. I know for a fact a lot of people would have gave up by now. Bro, I'm a warrior, bro. I walk around the house, bro. I tell my girl I'm a warrior every day. Like, bro, we gonna win. I say this shit every day. I've never lost. I've learned lessons, but I ain't never overall took no L, bro. I've been able to, in any given circumstance, bro, I've been able to survive and keep kicking, bro. When I jumped off the porch, I don't know how y'all look at it nowadays, but when I was a jit, they always said, bro, if you jump off the porch, you can't come back. I'm not saying like you're not welcome to come back. No, like when you jump off the porch, you're responsible for your own destiny, bro. like don't get in shit and then you come home crying, calling mama like, look, bro, this shit ain't, no, bro. You got to thug that out. You got to stand by yourself. If you choose to jump off the porch, you got to choose to stand on it. You see what I'm saying? Bro, I ain't been home since, bro. My personal family, like my brother and sister, my mama, bro, the last time I seen my siblings, bro, they was in elementary school. They finna be in the ninth grade next year, bro. I'm the oldest of three. The other day was my first time even seeing my grandmama, like, on FaceTime, fool. Like, my sister got on, I was on FaceTime with my little sister, and, like, I told her to go put G-Ma on that joint, bro. And, like, that was my first time seeing G-Ma in, like, 4 years, bro. Like three, 4 years, for real. Like people don't understand, bro. And like it hit different when the people that raised you, bro, since a real jit, like since you can remember, like the people that really raised you, bro. Like it's a different bog. It's a different. I'm telling you, bro, entrepreneurship, bro, it will grow you the fuck up quick. Well, I ain't gonna even say it'll grow you up quick, bro. Like it take time, but when you grow up and you really mature, bro, you really mature. Like bro. Entrepreneurship had me inside. You feel me? Bro, what? I can count on both of my hands how many times I went out to party and go to the club from the time I jumped off the porch. I swear to God. From the day I jumped off the porch, which was what, 2019, the summer of 2019, bro, I can count on both of my hands since I jumped off the porch how many times I went out. From like 1920, so you got a four to five year span, bro, of where I can count on two hands. I'm 25 years old, bro. I know people that I look on Snapchat, they out every weekend. No bullshit. They out every weekend. It's people who taking trips every weekend, once a month, bro. I always tell people, that's cool if you want to do that. I don't even want to schedule my trips, bro. I'm mentally, bro, I'm just different. I don't want to have to look at my phone and be like, damn, I got to work tomorrow and woota, 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 but I'm off Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to hit the road then. Hell no. I want to wake up. If I want to go live in an igloo on Airbnb for a week at a time, bro, it is what it is, bro. Let's slide. Real deal. And like it's crazy how I got that mindset. Like, bro, my girl, she was like, look, if we want to plan a trip, like you need to tell me at least like 3 months in advance, bro. And I was like, bro, she don't even know, bro. It's gonna be one of these days, bro. We just gonna wake up and just go to another place, fool. Like we just gonna go to the airport and slide, bro. We got a dog sitter, so you know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, we're gonna hire a dog sitter damn near same day, bro. Just wake up and slide, fool. She don't even know it. I ain't even told her like nothing like that. Hopefully she ain't eavesdropping on me because I know she I don't know the window open or not. But like for real though, bro, I just always been different, bro. I don't even want to schedule no trip. I just want to go. I want to get up and do it, bro. Ever since the JIT, I always been on some. I just want to do whatever I want to, whenever I want to. And a lot of people will be like, what kind of person is that? That's the thing about it, bro. There are good humans out here. Bro, I don't want to do bad shit, bro. Real spill. When I say I want to do whatever the hell I want to, whenever I want to, however I want to, that means I want to wake up at like 11. Well, I ain't going to say 11:30, bro. That is not like me. But like, you know what I'm saying? When I get up out of the bed, bro, if I want to just walk around Target in pajamas, bro, let's slide. I could do that. I work for myself. I don't care who sees me in pajamas. I can go give me some Starbucks while I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? I can get on the phone, make a couple phone calls, tap in. You feel me? I can still work. Target got Wi-Fi. I could be working in there, making money in Target, having a good old time, bro. Like, that's the type of stuff I want to do, bro. I want to go on Facebook Marketplace and I see an old classic car, bro, and be like, you know what? Let me go get that classic car. Let me get a project car. Like, I want to do stuff like that. I want to be able to go back home, bro. Like, I got, like, one of my mentors, bro, he told me he gonna give me all of the game in real estate, bro. So, like, I want to, whenever he dropped the game off to me, bro, I want to be able to be in position right then and there to go, straight up, go home right then and there and be like, okay, boom, bit. Hey, look, I got this right here. This is what I want to do. I want to act right then. Like, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to wait. I don't want to sit on the information. I don't want to sit on the sauce. Bro, I'm just different, bro. And, like, I had to, hey, y'all cut it out. I had to embrace it, bro. Like, I was on the phone with Rigid not too long ago, bro, and I had told him, I was like, bro, the sooner you embrace that we just different and we just good at a lot of things, bro, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to embrace it to keep yourself mentally sane. And granted, I am a jack of all trades, and I'm not going to lie to you, not to be cocky, I am good at anything that I decide to do. And the reason why I confidently say that is because I'm the type of person, I've always been technique based. So I'm going to learn the ins and outs of it. I'm not just going to do it just for shits and giggles. I got to learn the technique. I want to properly do it. I want to know all of the loopholes. I have to learn the ins and outs, bro. I'm ADHD. I'm not going to blind do nothing. I'm not going to blindly do anything, bro. I gotta get as much information. I got to piece it together. It got to make sense. Hell, it got to make sense. If it don't make sense, bro, I'm not doing it. Straight up, bro. But like, I've always been different, bro. I've always thought different. I've always moved different. That's why I be off to myself, bro. Like, not to just be on some cocky shit, bro. I haven't found that many people that relate to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mentor, bro, I sat and talked to him for like 2 hours, bro. The first day I met him, man, his ass is like what? In his what, 40s, 50s, bro? And he damn near like, he probably like, no bullshit, bro. He probably gonna be like my best friend. One of these days, bro. Like, we sat there and chill, bro. He loves, and it's crazy because I think he was born and raised in Mississippi, bro. Like, he loves blues music. My family, I come from a family of blues musicians, bro. Some of my cousins and them, bro, used to play with B.B. King when he was alive. Some of them still play with B.B. King's son. Some of them still do shows and perform. Like, and it's crazy how the world is small, bro. We went to a wine cellar, like, we stopped drinking wine in a winery. That's how good our conversation was, bro. I felt bad for my girl because she was standing next to me and she would look, bro, we sat there for like an hour, two hours, bro, just straight chopped it up, bro. For real. Like, I don't know that many people. Like, honestly, bro, the average person that's 25, bro, they can't even tell me shit. And that's not me being cocky either, bro. That's just some real shit, bro. Because I've always had a passion to learn. Like, when I think about the average 25-year-old, bro, yes, I know it's some 25-year-olds out there that's like me, okay? I understand that. But, like, just from my average aspect, bro, it's not that many 25-year-olds that are just even in a position. Like, right now, my life could change today. I built a pipeline for myself. I have skills. You can't take that away from me. I have skills that you cannot take away. It's people that are 25. They got out of college. They just graduated college recently. And they like, damn, bro. Like, I don't even like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even like this career path that I chose. Now they have to learn a skill. I've been there, done that already. You know what I'm saying? I'm already ahead of the curve. I have skills that will forever until the earth end, bro. Or until the Lord call me home. Whichever one come first, that can make me money. I have infinite ways I can make money, bro. I actually did the math. It's crazy. Technically, I have 22 side hustles. And most of them, and those 22 side hustles are actually branched off into Amos Williams and On the Go Hauling and Services, bro. I have two umbrella businesses that I've built in the past few years that have both been successful. And I'm 25, bro. Like last year, bro, like I don't even like putting out information like this, bro. But like last year, bro, entrepreneurship hard, bro. This is what I'm finna tell you. Imagine being 24 years old, bro. You finna see six figures for the first time, bro. You at 75,000, bro. You up 75,000, fool. You done seen 75, bro. And it's August. So you know in that last little quarter, you finna see 100, bro. You finna see 100,000. So imagine being on your way to 100,000 and you get thrown in the manhood, bro. Like life hits you, bro. I never got thrown in the manhood. That was my first time. Now I'm a grown man. Ain't nobody can tell me I ain't no man. For real. I'm solid as hell. I'm a warrior, fool. Real deal. But like I had to, you know, in life, bro, in certain phases you have to go through certain shit. And when, bro, my hauling business was going fucking crazy, bro. Bananas. I could literally make $1,000 a week bullshitting, bro. Dead ass serious. I could make $1,000 a week bullshitting. Not even advertising myself, bro. That, like I told you, bro, I know marketing. I'm a marketing guru, bro. Like I know this shit like a science. Bro, I marketed myself and I just know what the hell I'm doing, bro. I could literally, bro, I was making so much fucking money. Like, bro, there was no way I was making that much money, bro. There's no way. But, bro, I had took 75, bro. I hit 75,000 for the year so far. And it was August. And I got thrown, life hit me. And manhood, you know what I'm saying? I got introduced into manhood, you know what I'm saying? That same year, bro. And that shit, imagine being on your way to 100,000, bro, and you go back to zero, bro. You got to start all the way the fuck over. Like that shit hurt, bro. That shit hurt. Change of scenery, bro. A lot of shit, bro. It taught me a lot though, because in the blink of an eye, bro, you bullshitting. You're not allocating funds right. You trying to live a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying? You gotta think about it, bro. I'm 24, bro. I was living like I'm 40. I was like, fuck it, bro. I'm making 75,000, bro. My life is not expensive. Like me personally, I don't do a lot of shopping. Like I don't blow money, but a lot of my money was going into like vehicles, the crib. You know what I'm saying? Like I was dumping money into shit like that and just investing in myself overall. Irresponsibly still in a sense, because I still had shit that I just did not necessarily need. But I'm glad that I did go through that phase, because now I could crank back up everything literally bare minimum. And then that made me pull the trigger on my digital marketing agency. So what I'm doing with Amos Williams, bro, I ain't gonna cap to you, that's gonna be like a $1 billion enterprise one of these days. Because it's Amos Williams is like my flagship. Under Amos Williams is gonna be like hell, you know what I'm saying, 10 to 15 LLCs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do want to have, like, my own trust fund hedges. You know, like, I want it to be, like, I don't fuck with J.P. Morgan like that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be, like, I want Amos Williams to be, like, a J.P. Morgan. You feel me? Like, I want to be, like, that guy. You see the last name, you're like, what the? Like, he got this, too? Like, yeah, bro, I want to have, like, my own banks, hospitals, everything, bro. I want to have multiple Black Wall Streets. Just not in Tulsa. Thankfully, I went with my girl and her family. They actually took me. That was our first family outing, bro. They took me to Black Wall Street because I've always wanted to go. And I had told my girl, I was like, bro, if I go to Black Wall Street, I know for a fact I'm going to be a billionaire, because that's going to be the last. I'm going to see it in person. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see the information. I'm going to see how they did it. I'm going to see what it was constructed on, like what it was built on. I'm going to see how they laid it out. You feel me? I was like, once I see it, it's a wrap. If I see, like, bro, I met a billionaire in person. Like, if I'm looking at a billionaire, I know I'm finna touch that shit. Because I see it in person, bro. I can touch them. I shook hands with them. I touched $1 billion, bro. I count it. Fuck it. Let's roll. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a lot of that stuff, bro. Like, I just always knew I was going to be that guy, bro. And a lot of people still talk shit, sleep on me, bro. I don't even give a fuck at this point, bro. Because literally everybody that slept on me and doubted me, bro, I'm finna have them, like, throwing up at night, bro. I'm so serious. I told my girl that shit last night. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I didn't even walk in high school, bro. Like, my teacher purposely failed me, fool. And I'm going to get into that in another episode. My teacher purposely failed me, bro. I got set up, and I did not walk my senior year. And I wasn't going to cap, bro. I always been solid. I didn't even cap and walk across the stage with an empty diploma folder, bro. I told my teacher, be like, bro, what the fuck am I going to walk for? Not, you know what I'm saying? RIP Miss McGall. But she was telling me, bro, she literally was crying, bro. She was crying. She was like, King, like, you deserve to walk. Like, that's not right for what happened. And I was like, Mama God, like, I don't care, bro. Like, I can't do that, bro. I'm too solid, bro. Like, I cannot cap it. You not finna make me walk across the stage, bro. She literally went in there, got my, like, I didn't even go to the sizing, bro. She literally had a gown size for me that she thought that would fit me, bro. She really wanted me to walk across the stage because she truly thought that I deserved it. But I was like, no, bro. All of my teachers wanted me to walk across, bro. I'm like, hell no, bro. I was stubborn, bro. Like, you not finna make me cap, bro. And, like, a lot of people were sitting up there. Like, I came to the graduation trip. But, like, I sat out in the parking lot, like, bro, I didn't even want to go in that joint. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I got dropped off. And, you know what I'm saying? I congratulated everybody. And they was like, damn, bro, like, why you ain't walk across the stage, bro? I was like, bro, because I did not technically graduate, fool. And I went to summer school like a champ. Came out of there, bro. So, it's like, it's a lot of stuff in life that a lot of people shit on me, bro. I used to get my ass beat every day in high school, bro, until I got big and folk got scared of me. And I started whooping folk ass back. Real spiel. But, like, yeah, bro, like, I really come, bro, I come from the trenches, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bro. Like I said, bro, this episode right here, this is going to be some real shit, bro. I really come from the trenches, bro. I'd be damned if I leave this earth. My mama got to pay for my little brother and sister to go to. You feel me? Like, bro, that's the type of mindset I always had. Even when I was the only child, bro, I was like, ain't no way in hell I'm finna have my mama. Like, bro, I'm finna buy my mama a crib just because. Like, my mama wasn't even struggling back then. Like, bro, I'm about my mama career just because, like, those are the type of dreams I've always had. Because, you know, when I was coming up, bro, like I said, bro, I came from the fucking trenches, bro. As a kid, I'm like, bro, folks should not live like this, bro. This shit should not even be legal. It should be laws against motherfuckers living like this, gang. On God. And, like, that's the environment that I grew up in, bro. Like, I remember when I was a kid, bro, like, bro, I don't know if y'all seen, a lot of people laugh at crackheads, bro. I actually have I ain't gonna necessarily say crackheads like that, but you know what I'm saying? I say that just out of slang, but, like, people that get strung out on drugs and have, like, just drug issues, bro, like, I have a soft spot for them because one of the nicest people I ever met in my fucking life, she was strung out on crack, bro. One, she was scary as hell, bro. She used to scare the shit out of me, but she used to be obsessed with me, bro. I don't know what it was, bro. I don't know if it was like a guardian angel or what, bro. Like, my granddaddy used to be so pissed off, but she used to come to the house just to come check on me, bro. She used to just to come look at me, bro. Like, where he at? Where he at? And, like, I used to, like, you know what I'm saying? Me being old, like, where he at? I know I'm the only other than my granddad at the door, bro. I used to pop out. And, like, bro, she used to, like, just rub my face, bro. My granddad used to get pissed off, but, like, bro, she used to just rub my face and be like, you so handsome, you gonna do some great things when you grow up, bro. She always told me this shit, bro. I'm, like, 4-5 years old, bro. I swear to God. Bro, it, like, and that always inspired me because even in her conditions, bro, one, she always seemed happy, bro. But, like, I was like, bro, people should not be like this, bro. People should not have to live like this. I remember watching that same lady, bro. I doubt she's still alive now, bro. But I remember watching that lady, bro, walk up the streets along with other people strung out on drugs, bro. Just walk up the streets like zombies. Like, to this day, bro, outside my granddad's house, bro, nobody can convince me that zombie movies and zombie films are not making fun of people strung out on drugs, bro. There's no way you can convince me that, bro. Because if you see people strung out on drugs at nighttime or daytime, bro, you look out the, bro, I used to look out the window at my granddad's crib, bro. Like, it used to be a window in the door. Like, he ain't had no peephole. He had, like, a peep window, fool. And, like, I used to look out that window, bro, and, like, bro, I'm seeing folks literally walking the street like zombies, bro. And, like, since a kid, I'm like, bro, people should not be like this, bro. Even if they are strung out on drugs, I was like, I would love to just buy a community for them to just, it's their community where they can walk around, do whatever the hell they want to, bro. I can't tell you what to do, because, you know what I'm saying, back then, I'm a kid. I know I can't tell a grown-up what to do, but as a kid, I was like, imagine if I bought an area of land, bro, where they could do their drugs and just walk around, bro. At least they safe, and ain't nobody fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's people out here, bro. These people out here, bro, they see people homeless and strung out on drugs, bro. They be raping these people, bro. They be beating these people ass for no reason. They be burning their tents and shit, bro. Like, bro, it be a whole bunch of shit going on out here that folk really don't want to talk about. People just be telling homeless people to go get a job, bro. It hard as fuck to go out there and get a job if you ain't got nowhere to rest your head comfortably for at least 6 hours, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people go to sleep under their tents, bro. They wake up, no tent, no shoes, no clothes. You feel me? People don't want to let them take no shower. So, like, ever since legit, bro, I always wanted to just make so much money to where if I see a homeless person, bro, come on, bro, I'm finna put you on, fool. Like, I'll buy you. Airbnb exists now, bro. It's like, bro, I'll pay for you an Airbnb. You go stay in there. You got a place for a whole month, bro. You got 30 days, bro. Or you got 60 days to come up with a job, bro. I'm only gonna serve you for 2 months, bro. After the 2 months, I can't help you. You know what I'm saying? Or like, we can go back to the blueprint. See, 60 days, you should be able to get a job, bro. If you could pass a drug test, you know what I'm saying? You got a place to rest your head. You can get you some rest. You can shave up and stuff. Bro, it's people who hold families out here, bro. That's the type of shit I've been wanting to be on. But like I said, bro, that's why I stay off to myself, because I've never heard, I ain't never talked to nobody who want to be on shit like that. Like, a lot of people be like, you so obsessed with money. No, I'm not obsessed with the overall basis of money, bro. I've always been a hustler, so I can put other people on, give other people opportunities, because I had to kick the dough in to get my opportunities, bro. I had to go out there and fail on my face, bro. I had to lose all my I had to lose every fucking thing, bro. So I always wanted to bust my ass. I always took the bullet, bro. Since a kid, I always took the bullet for people, bro. It's times I got sent home, bro. I ain't even do the shit, bro. I just knew people was on their last strike at school, bro. I got one homeboy, bro. I remember I got into a fight for him, bro. I took that. Real deal, bro. We was in my God class, bro. And he was on his last strike. If he would got sent to the office one more time, he would have got expelled, bro. And you know what I'm saying? It was somebody that kept picking on him. And I ain't like that. I don't like people getting picked on. You know what I'm saying? That's why I started whooping folk ass when I got bigger. But anyways, you know, he was getting, you know, so they kept picking at him and trying to poke his, you know what I'm saying? They kept trying to poke at him so he'd get expelled and shit, bro. And I ain't fuck with that. And this is my sandbox day one daycare type. Solid, bro. We been rocking. Man, who? I got in there. Come on. Lace him up. You feel me? I push dude out the way, bro. Let rock and roll. Bro, I'm fighting, bro. Fighting dude five times my size, bro. I don't give a damn, bro. I'm swinging. Real deal, bro. I always been like that, bro. For me and mine, bro, I'm always going to slide for mine, bro. For real. I always been like that. And I always knew I was going to be special in life and go places in life, bro. And one thing about me, as I got older, no matter how much bullshit I put myself in, I always come out on top, because I genuinely don't know how to quit, bro. It's times I done got in trouble, bro. And I'm telling folks, like, bro, I'm still going to be a billionaire. I want you to know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell folks that, bro. Bro, I done been on dates, bro. You know what I'm saying? I done been on dates and told folks, like, hey, look, this is what I got going on. This will probably be like a multi-million dollar, if not a billion-dollar enterprise. You can't be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling folks exactly, you know, when they ask me, like, what you got going on? Like, what do you do for your career? Like, all right, this is what I'm working on. I tell folks straight up, bro, I want to be a billionaire. I want to take care of my people. I don't want nobody around me. Ain't nobody around me finna be worried about nothing. But, hey, look, don't hear this episode and then be trying to rock with me and be buddy-buddy, because I can tell. And plus, I don't like being around people, okay? I just don't. But I always knew I'd be special, bro. So entrepreneurship, bro, it was always meant for me. Entrepreneurship is me as a person, bro. And, like, I have been good at other things, bro. I done turned down nursing school. When I used to work at the hospital, folks used to call me Dr. Williams, bro, because, like, I'm cold at anything that I do, bro, but I'm willing to learn everything. Look, I can't, hell, if you even need somebody to run you an IV, bro, I got you. One of y'all listening to the episode, fool, y'all go to the, you know what I'm saying? If you having bladder issues, your bladder not working properly, bro, you need a catheter, like, on God, I can run you that. Real deal. Like, I'm still going, I do plan on going back to nursing school, because I did tell somebody, I like to be a man of my word. So I did tell somebody that, you know, she retired now. But I told her I go to nursing school one day. She was like, you don't understand how incredibly smart you are. And I really want to see you. You like, I really would love to see you as a nurse, even if you don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if you don't stick with it, bro, like, you deserve to be a nurse. Just, I mean, I was like, damn, bro, like, I got to do that shit, bro. It was some real shit. And like, the person that told me this, bro, when she told me, it was like people that came up, like, she used to make people cry. Like, she was like the OG nurse. Like, folks ain't even finna play with her. Like, I remember times she used to snap on folks and, like, folks used to send her home. Like, she used to go off, bro. Like, she used to scare me half of the time. But, like, she used to, like, I really fucked with her, bro. Real deal, bro. She was so solid, and people used to be terrified of her. She used to make me flinch every now and then. But, like, she was one of the best to ever do it. She was old school, bro. She was old, and I love old school. Even gym-wise, bro, I'm an old school dude, bro. I still keep up with bodybuilding, but I don't watch these new age people as much, bro. I'm still watching, you know, Jay Cutler, Phil Heath. You know, I was watching Chris Bumstead, you know what I'm saying, before he got drugged up. Well, I ain't gonna say drugged up, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, had to enhance his physique to be as competitive as he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was watching him back when he was a scrawny and lanky, man. shout out Chris Bumstead, I rock with you. But he, like, the only new age person I really fool with. Everybody else, you know what I'm saying? I love, like, Flex Lewis. Oh, my God. But, yeah, bro. She was OG. And she was really, really solid. And I was so hurt that I had to leave. I had to stop working in cardiology because I did want to go to nursing school. Got accepted into a nursing program, but I had to turn it down because I started my hauling business. I was like, bro, I'm going to make so much money with this shit. I'm like, bro, I'm going to make so much fucking money. I was like, bro, I'm going to come back be a nurse. I'm 35, bro. I was like, fuck that. I'm going to make this bag. Bro, I used to leave work, make $250. You feel me? Like, bro, I dead ass, no bullshit. I used to make $200. Hauling, I make $200 an hour. This is after calculations, bro. This is no bullshit. I make $200 an hour on average. So, yeah, I had to slide out of cardiology, bro. Nursing school had to miss me, bro. Nursing school had to miss me because even nurses only getting paid, what, $35, $40 an hour, bro? I'm making $200 being a trash man. Come on now. And I ain't got to be in one location for 12 hours a day. I pull up to somebody's crib, throw shit in the bed of my truck, or throw shit in a trailer, bro. Drive off, dump that shit, bro, and go back home for the rest of the day. Come on now. You can't beat that shit. Real spiel. Work 3 hours a day, bro. Somebody be like, hey, look, you know what I'm saying? I don't want you to think that I'm going to get off on you. So here's like $500 like up front, and you could just finish tomorrow. Just text me whenever you're on your way. Like, bro, real deal. So I had the slide. My entrepreneurship has always been me, bro. And one thing about me is it's a lot of stuff that I went out there and learned, bro. I don't even need it. So, like, that's why I give out the game. Like, how to build websites and stuff like that. Like, I don't prioritize websites because, like, with Amos Williams, it's such a big, like, the capabilities and the potential of that, bro. Like, I can literally grab anybody's business or start somebody's business from scratch. They don't have to do anything. And I can just make them money, bro. Literally. That's how powerful, that's how much knowledge that I have behind it, bro. All they got to do is respond to DMs and emails. I can handle everything else, bro. I could build them a website from scratch, app from scratch, logos. I can literally generate them a business name that ain't copyrighted, trademarked, ain't patented. You feel me? Available on all social medias like TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat. Like, bro. Or if people just want to grow their stuff, bro. Like, I have access to one account, right? When I first started with this account, it had 200 reach. I've only had the account for 35 days. Well, it's 36 now, but because I checked this yesterday. In 35 days, bro, we went from 200 reach to 7,100 reach. 35 days, mind you, and that's not even pulling all of my tools out the bag, bro. That was literally from me dropping content consistently, bro. That's me literally just taking raw footage that I get sent, I form a database, and boom. And you know what? I'm going to explain more of Amos Williams, exactly where I want to go with that too here in just a second. But yeah, bro, hustling has always been me. I've always been a hustler, and I've always wanted to make money just because I wanted to provide people other opportunities, bro. Like, I want everybody around me to be able to go out and fail and not give a damn. Real spiel. And I don't even want kids. Not to even be cocky with this, bro, but I know how it feels to have that pressure of your father. Granted, I've had so much pressure of my dad on me my whole entire life. And like, me and my dad really just now got a relationship in my 20s, bro. Like, my biological dad was not like in my life. Like, we'll talk every now and then, but like, he wasn't like physically in my life at all, fool. So like, it was a lot, and it was still a lot of his pressure. Like, he was a professional boxer, bro. Like, your daddy become a pro boxer, folks. Like, well, especially when you young, bro, folks like, oh, you go to the boxing camp, you go to his gym. Do you train with your daddy? Do your daddy train you? Do you want to be a boxer when you grow up? Why you ain't boxing? You know what I'm saying? Like, folks, like, you know, it was a whole bunch of pressure, like, coming up as a kid. And I've never wanted to put my shadow on somebody else. And like, that's how great I want to be. Like, my dad was great in his own way as a boxer. Like, bro, no cap. His ass has murals of himself in cities, bro. He sent me a picture. Like, I'm getting a tattoo of him and Muhammad Ali tatted on my leg, bro. He won a championship fight, I think. One of his championship fights. Muhammad Ali was in the damn ring. I ain't even put together that was Muhammad Ali until after Muhammad Ali had passed, bro. And I saw like more recent pictures of Muhammad Ali of like his current state type deal. And you know how they show like older pictures? You know what I'm saying? I was like, dude, look familiar as hell. And I went back and I found him, bro. That's Muhammad Ali in my daddy picture, bro. In the ring, like not at the crib type, like in the ring, bro, like holding. Yes, like they took a picture, bro. It was crazy as hell. But like, imagine shit like that, bro. Imagine the shadow that comes with that. But imagine the shadow that I can cast on a child, bro. Like, I can damn near confidently say, like, I will be a billionaire regardless on accident, bro. Like, I've learned so many skills and services. I can scale as much as I want to. Like, the world is my oyster at this point. Content creation isn't going anywhere. Businesses aren't going anywhere. We're in an entrepreneurial area where people are starting businesses. Thousands of businesses start every single day. So I can literally make as much money as I want to, regardless how many times as I want to, bro. I could take a year off. I could take a vacation for a whole entire year, come back, still clock six figures, bro, because of the skills that I learned. And that's not being cocky, bro. That's just the realistic aspect. So, like, imagine me, I could end up being a billionaire. There's a high chance I could be a billionaire. I got all of this stuff behind me. I pretty much have a good status with everybody. Like, people who know me personally, like, I'm not saying that they look up to me, but I get held at a high standard, bro. Like, I'm not just, like, when I go places, bro, like, I'm not to offend anybody. Like, I don't even go places with normal everyday people. Like, I'm going in places, like, talking to business owners. But these people have been business owners for like 30, 40 years. You know what I'm saying? Like the OGs. You see, like, I'm talking to the real deal people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's who I'm networking with. I'm networking with people who have ties with like Walmart corporations, big in the real estate. Like, they're real, not only real estate moguls themselves, but real estate investors. You know what I'm saying? They have their own real estate groups. Like, these are the people that I'm trying to surround myself with. So, like, me seeing them and talking to people like that on the daily or often, bro, I'm going to skyrocket to something myself. So, like, imagine the shadow that I could put on a child that comes from my bloodline, bro. That's stressful as hell. Bro, people are going to be like, bro, if I go out and buy, like, I want to buy a private jet, bro. Like, I want to have my own plane. I love planes. I want to buy a plane. I'm not going to fly in it. I'm going to charter it. You know what I'm saying? I fly in it probably like once or twice a year. Other than that, it's going to be chartered. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to buy a plane all cash. I want to be my own bank. I want to have banks. You know what I'm saying? I would love to have a credit union. You see what I'm saying? Off of my money. like stuff people probably be like, what the hell? Like, yes, I want to start a bank with my money. I want to have so much money, I start my own bank. I want to be my own bank. Like, when people say, like, when I tell people, like, I want to be my own bank, I don't think they really think, like, yes, I want an Amos Williams bank. The hell? I want to have my own credit institution, bro. I want to give people business loans with my own money. It's like, what is your business idea? Break it down. If it makes sense to me, I will write you a check, bro. Like, that's the type of shit I'm trying to be on. You got to pay me. You got to pay me back, of course. But, like, that's the type of shit I'm trying to be on, bro. Imagine me having a child and he has to look up to something like that, bro. That's, like, generational. Like, I look up to Mansa Musa, bro. Like, I used to look up to Bill Gates until I stumbled across Mansa Musa. For real. And I've never necessarily been a fighter. Like, have I whooped some folks' asses in my lifetime? Hell yeah. But outside of that, real spiel, I look up to Mansa Musa because he was never a violent person. Like, even with me, when I whooped folks' ass, I was provoked. Like, I was literally thrown in. It's like, bro, I have to swing because I refuse to get my ass beat type shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going out picking at people. Like, hey, look, I'm bigger than you. I'm finna whoop your ass, bro. It's like people just try me, bro, because I'm quiet. I stay off to myself. I don't bother nobody, bro. I was like a gentle giant, bro. And, you know what I'm saying, people pick at me, and it's like, fuck, bro, like, I gotta hit your ass. Like, why are you making me do this? That's how I feel, bro, and I used to always cry. Every time I whoop somebody's ass, bro, I used to cry, bro, like a little baby, because I'm like, fuck, bro, that person made me whoop their ass, bro. But, like, when I came across Mansa Musa, it also, like, I saw myself in him, bro, because, like, Mansa Musa wasn't known for, like, being a ruler and being a violent ruler. This dude used to make people carry his wealth, his gold, his money. Literally, when he captured people in war, he would make these people carry his gold from one country to another country, to one city to another city, bro. That's what they had to do. But, like, it's stuff like that that instills discipline. People see experiences. It's like, bro, why are you bullshitting when you could be doing this? You could be the head honcho having people carry your gold, bro. It's the experience that you get. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I want to do, bro. Like, somebody do me wrong, it's like, okay, you finna do this. I'm not finna whoop I don't want to beat somebody's ass to teach them a lesson, bro. I want to learn somebody something. And teaching and learning somebody is two totally different things, bro. When you physically assault somebody as a repercussion, I feel like that's you teaching them a lesson. Like, hey, look, you know what I'm saying? You can go around, poke a lot of bears, but it's going to be that one bear that's going to bite the shit out of you. You know what I'm saying? But when you learn somebody something, that's just, you know what I'm saying? That's like an incident like that, bro. But that's not a life lesson. It's not an overall life moral changing lesson. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody ain't going to get their ass beat and change their life. They just going to pick and choose who they fuck with. When you learn somebody something, bro, when you learn somebody, that's something that they take, it stick with them for the rest of their life. I've always wanted to learn somebody. Like, it's not just me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to learn. So you do me wrong, you going to learn. Like, you going to be throwing up at night. Like, you going to be sick to your stomach. Like, oh, you going to be miserable. But on the back end, you're going to be like, damn, like, that's the one of the best things that ever happened to me. I want somebody to, you know what I'm saying, have me bent. They get in trouble with me, and I get them a life experience. They go out and they change their life, literally, bro. They like, you know what? I can't be doing this shit no more, bro. Let me get right. For real, bro. Like, that's the type of lessons I want to learn. But I also want to inspire people, like, bro, hey, look, go chase your dreams, bro. It's going to be a lot of people that's going to talk shit about you. It's going to be people that down you, bro. Go do whatever the hell you want to do, bro. Quit listening to people. I hate to even use this kind of language, bro. I do drop F-bombs a lot, and I feel like I dropped a few this episode. But, bro, fuck what everybody talking about, bro. Do whatever the hell you want to do. I promise you. Bro, if you record a stick every day long enough, bro, you'll go viral. On God. Success is 100% guaranteed as long as you don't quit. With me, I'm not even in the best. Right now, I can't even call myself broke. I have nothing necessarily to my name. You feel me? I don't have all of the stuff that people on social media show you, bro. I'm dead ass broke to a certain extent. Like, I'm broke, but I'm not broke. You feel me? I'm a lot of people, I consider broke as, I don't care what kind of discussion this sparks, because I can sit down, we can go with it. I got plenty of time. I work for myself, you know? But when it comes down to being broke, I feel like we need to differentiate the term broke. I feel like if you are truly a broke ass MF-er, that is somebody who is in a shitty situation and not trying to get themselves out. They're in a hole and they don't want to get themselves out. They're going to lay in a damn hole. Then you got people that's like me that, bro, I'm in the hole, but I ain't never quit. I just ain't had my opportunity to strike. Dead ass. I just haven't had an opportunity come my way. I know when my opportunity come, I'm going to cash out a fat ass check. Dead ass. I knew it. I told my girl that shit last night, bro. Like, I be hyping her up, bro. I'm her number one hype man, bro. I be telling her, like, bro, I'm broke as fuck. I be hyping the fuck up out of her. Real deal. And she be like, baby, like, I just know when your day come, that shit. I'm like, bro, don't worry about it, bro. I know my day coming. Let's get you. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry. Like, I'm straight, bro. But I think that's the difference between me and a lot of people, bro. I have so many skills. Like I said, bro, I could take a year off and still come back out. I have the skills and the knowledge and the expertise and the work ethic, the drive, the discipline to where I could go straight up. Like, even right now, bro, basically, I've already been to zero. Me starting over, I'm already ahead of the curve of anybody that's starting from scratch. I got all of the knowledge. I know the cheat code now. So I can jump off at any given second. Like I said, my life could change today. I could drop this episode and my life change. Somebody could email me back, bro. Bro, I've emailed so many crazy ass people, bro. I've emailed like Hublot, Bugatti, McLaren, Porsche. You know what I'm saying? I didn't got responses. Granted, I've got responses from them, but you know what I'm saying? Well, not all of them, but I've gotten responses from like people affiliated with like Porsche, but the shit was in German. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I know an opportunity gonna come my way, bro, but I get up and I grind every day. No matter what the hell going on in my life, bro, I'm gonna swing every day. Like I told you earlier in this episode, bro, yesterday I made 9 pieces of content for myself. I have no choice but to go up one day. Somebody has to see me, bro. I specialize not only in automated business, I specialize in forcing business, which means I know how to grind out so much efficiently the correct way that I have no choice but to get an opportunity. You just got to wait for it to come out. Like my old boss, my former boss told me, you know, he was like, you say you're a shark in the water, but you remind me of like an alligator or a crocodile. And I was like, why? He was like, shark in the water, you know what I'm saying? They smell blood. Like, they're super aggressive. They're ferocious animals. Like, they go out there, they go and find the opportunity. But even when the opportunity presents itself, you turn into an alligator. You sit in the water and you wait on the perfect time to strike. Like, now, granted, have I been offered opportunities in this period of time? Yes. But at the same time, you have to know that not everything that glitter is gold. Not every opportunity is worth my time. I know what I'm worth. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, my content media package, bro, I should easily be charging anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a month, bro. But I, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me being real. But that's because I can make you that much amount of money. I can literally grow your channel. I can grow your profile that much, bro, by myself. With you not doing anything. Of course I'm gonna charge that much. So I know when I get my first payday, it's gonna cash out. But imagine when, you know what I'm saying? I know it's gonna be one day where I have thousands of clients, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I have $5,000-$10,000 packages. So imagine I got thousands of clients and they're paying that. It's a monthly subscription, bro. I know I'm going to win one day. I just know it. I know what the hell I'm doing. That's the most dangerous thing when you're in entrepreneurship and you get to the point where you know what the fuck you're doing. It's dangerous. You got to keep going, though. You got to keep going until you get to that point. Learn as you go. That's one thing that I can always recommend to somebody. Learn as you go. Okay? Quit trying to learn before you start. You want to start and then you learn. Okay? Because one thing about it, the sooner that you start, the sooner you can start, the sooner you develop a pattern. Patterns turn into routines. Patterns turn into habits. Habits turn into routines. Routines turn into a lifestyle. So like with me, for instance, I don't wake up every day fucking motivated, bro. Okay, there are sometimes I don't want to fucking come out and make content. Granted, I do like to make content, but sometimes there are some ideas that are more, you got to put more effort. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's days when you got to switch it up. It's like, fuck, like I got to pull something out of my ass to, you know what I'm saying, make this a little interesting. You know what I'm saying? So it's days like that. I may not be as motivated to do that, but it's discipline. It's like, bro, you have to do that shit. I don't have to talk myself into, hey, Kim, you know you got to know. It's like, all right, I don't feel like doing this shit, but let's go ahead and let's get it. Real deal, bro. So learn as you go, bro. The sooner you start, you'll learn, bro. And then you learn more the sooner you start anyways. It's better to get hands-on and learn it. You don't want to be sitting up there reading books and shit. I'm not saying don't read books and shit, but like, bro, come on. Get hands-on with it. I'm a hands-on learner. Okay, you could tell me to not do something all damn day long. I'm going to put my hands on it and figure out why you're saying not do that shit, bro. Real deal. And one thing about entrepreneurship, bro, you will lose it all one day. Don't worry. Do not worry. And the reason why I'm saying this is because the day that you lose it all, it's either gonna be that same day or it's gonna be shortly after. You're gonna come to the realization that you know way more than the fuck you think you know. You go like right now, bro, I feel bulletproof. Can't nobody, literally all of the stuff that I know, you can't take it away from me. You can't take the information, the knowledge that I know. You can't take the discipline out of me. There's nothing you can do. I am a human database on how to make money, how to be more productive, how to develop healthy habits, how to be healthy, how to get into fitness, how to properly build muscle, how to keep your stress levels low, how to stay healthy, not even from a mental aspect, but just from a physical and spiritual aspect, okay? You know what I'm saying? Different foods you can eat. How to make an extract, okay? Different extracts do different things. So an artichoke extract is better for digestion, except compared to like a cayenne pepper extract, which helps with blood flow, okay? So like instead of your blood vessels constricting as you get older, you take this cayenne extract and boom, it dilates those vessels. So it increases the heart flow, so you have less chances of a blood clot. And you know what I'm saying? Blood clots lead to other shit. And then, you know what I'm saying? You get a heart blockage. And with me going, I can go down a rabbit hole when it comes down to that. I used to work in cardiology, okay? So I could take you step by step, even the procedures. So I'm literally a human database of so much different stuff in so many different industries because I have that knowledge. I had the will to go out there and learn. I love learning. You have to have that, bro. You have to have that willpower to go out and learn. Nobody should have to tell you to go out and learn shit, bro. Nobody should have to tell you to go out and start. Nobody should wake up and have to tell you to go conquer your own dreams, bro. Go chase your dreams, bro. You should do that on your own. If you want it bad enough, nobody should have to tell you. That's just like with relationship advice, bro. I don't pay attention to this damn relationship advice. You feel me? I shouldn't have to watch no damn video for me to know how to treat somebody. Like, what the fuck? That's just like locking in, bro. I shouldn't have to watch a YouTube video I shouldn't have to watch like a YouTube short or a YouTube video on how to lock in. That should be something that you should just know how to do, bro. You should know yourself better than anybody, bro. Like with me, like I can't even talk myself to lock in. When I wake up, I'm locked in, bro. That's just how I am. But like I said, bro, my entrepreneurship journey, hell yeah, bro. Ups and downs like a mother. Boy, I tell you, but I've never quit, bro. I don't know how to quit. I've always stayed calm. When you panic and you scared, bro, shit happens. The most scared you are, I promise you the quickest going. Look, one thing I always told people, bro, when you are scared, it's like that shit has a higher chance of happening, bro. So don't be scared. Be fearless as possible, bro. Be as fearless as you possibly can. When you are scared, shit happens, bro. I promise you. It's crazy, bro. Because when you scared, bro, you have that one particular fear, bro. That one particular thing that you are scared of literally manifests itself, bro. Like, it's like it could have went wrong so many different ways, but you were so terrified it would go wrong that way, that it happened that way, bro. Real deal. So, you know what I'm saying? Go out there, handle your business, do whatever you got to do. And it's crazy how I sat up here and talked for an hour, bro. Like, this, I could go on for days, bro. But that's why I can produce so much content. I have been there, done that, bro. I'm not the most perfect person. Granted, I haven't treated everybody exactly right in throughout this journey, bro. Like, granted, I haven't had that many people around me, but I've also had to push people away, bro. People aren't built to be around me, bro. Like, this shit pushed people away, bro. The mindset that you develop, the maturity that you do develop, bro, like, you start pushing people away or you start self-sabotaging a lot of relationships, bro, because you like, damn, bro, this person's not meant to be with me, bro. Entrepreneurship is not built for everybody, whether you are doing it yourself or the people around you, bro. It is not meant for everybody, bro. People cannot deal with a hustler. It's a lot of women out here that say that they want a hustler. You know the fuck you don't. Because when things go bad, bro, you have to think about it. With a hustler, we are our bag. We are our business. So something goes south, we have to fix it. It ain't no damn phone call we can make. We got to get on our hands and knees and fix this shit. We don't have no customer support. We don't have no HR. We are our customer support and HR. You feel me? So like when shit goes south, bro, one, everything is already on us. But now that's a problem that we got to toss on the top of the pile. But guess what? You already got a pile of shit you have to do. You have to reach for that problem at the top of the pile that you got stacked up. And you got to handle that shit first, bro. You got to prioritize it. So, like, yes, bro. When I'm trying to make a play and make shit happen, it's a lot of people who depend on me unknowingly. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people back at home that are just waiting for a blessing out of the sky. I'm that blessing. I feel like I'm that blessing whenever I come back. I even told my mentor. He was like, man, like, what do you think Mississippi needs? I was like, my return. Dead ass. I said that shit with a straight face. I said, my return, bro. Real spiel. But it's not built, bro. I'm telling you, bro. It's not meant for everybody. You'll see how, like, I'm not trying to say people are softer than others, bro. It's some people, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. You gonna self-sabotage, get their ass away from you. Because they are not, I promise, bro. Peep this episode, bro. You might want to save it. It's gonna come a day. You're gonna look around. You're gonna be like, bro, this is not work. This person gotta go. That's all you gonna say. Gotta go. Some shape, form, or fashion. Let me figure out how. And with me, I don't like hurt people's feelings, so I'm a self sabotage. I'm gonna make you not like me. I know that sounds harsh and irresponsible, but like I know genuinely, I am a good person. And I mean, I rarely self sabotage. I've only had to do it once. I don't fool with people. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I had to self sabotage once. But like, bro, I'm telling you, it's gonna come to a time where you're gonna be like, bro, like, but your ass gotta go. You are not benefiting me. And like, it ain't even monetary. It's not monetary. It's not mental, bro. It's literally you realize some people are not worth your fucking time, bro. Some people are just not worth your time. However you may describe it, and I'm saying that in the most nicest way possible, bro, you're going to come to an understanding that not everybody's worth your time, energy, like literally, bro. And with me, time is money, bro. That's how come I don't like hanging around with a lot of people. Like I said, with Holland, bro, I make $200 an hour. So if I take you on a date and you waste my time, you cost me $200 plus the cost of the fucking date. So I'm pissed. Like, I don't think a lot of people think like that, but like, literally, bro, that's why I don't like dealing with folks like that, bro. Cause it's like, if I take out time, like, granted, the best investment I had was, you know what I'm saying, getting with my little boo thing. But outside of her, bro, like, bro, it's like, fuck. It's like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be the one to pull the trigger on no date too quick, bro, and like seeing people going places. Cause it's like, even if I was to take a trip, for instance, bro, let's say I was to go on vacation. And knowing me in the back of my head, I can make $200 an hour. So let's say I'm going on a vacation for a weekend. And let's say it's 5 days, bro. That's $1,000 minimum. And if I allocated 1 hour, bro, that's $1,000 right there off of those 5 days. But imagine the possibilities that I could have had, bro. There are times where I got paid, you know what I'm saying, $250 per day. You know what I'm saying? So imagine $250 times five. Okay. Or imagine, well, honestly, no, I take that back. Imagine there are days, because this was one day where technically it was a $500 job. I just split it up into 2 days. Like, I worked for 2 hours, and then I came back the next day and worked for, like, a couple of hours. Because it was, like, a demolition and a junk removal type deal. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't want to be picking up and dumping a whole bunch of stuff one day, and then in that same day come back to demolish a shed, and I didn't know exactly how I was going to go about it type deal. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I could have made $500 a day, so imagine that times five, bro. It's literally $2,500 a week. I mean, it's $2,500 I could have made right then and there, but instead I decided to take a vacation. I look at everything with a price point. Everything in this world has a price, even somebody's life, bro. If you truly think about it, if you're really a trench baby, bro, you'll understand. That won't go over your head. To everyday people, yeah, it'll probably go over your head, but bro, everything in this world has a price, even somebody's life, bro. Real deal. So you have to come to an understanding, not everybody worth your time, bro. Whoever you may be laid up with, hanging out with, bro, they could be costing you a lot of freaking money. I was finna drop a mean F-bomb right there because, like, I'm really serious about my bag. That's one thing I do not play with because I don't play about my bag because it's not just my bag. This is everybody else's bag. So I'm defending everybody else's around. I'm defending everybody else's bag that's around me. You feel me? I'm taking one for the team. I'm the one that's being a security guard and making sure all this shit runs smooth. You feel me? But yeah, bro, you gonna realize, bro, it's gonna come a bunch of times in life, bro. Like, folks you maybe buddy-buddy with, folks you laid up with, folks you fooling with, folks you running with, folks you doing stuff with. Bro, I'm telling you, bro, you're gonna realize it's gonna come to a day where it's just not worth your time, bro. It's better to stay off to yourself anyways. The more you stay off to yourself, the less shit you get into. That's another reason why I don't like being around a lot of people, because entrepreneurship, well, I ain't gonna say necessarily entrepreneurship taught me this, but even as a jit, bro, the more people you hang around with, the more you volunteer to be responsible. The more people you are around, the more you volunteer to be responsible. Because guess what? If it's 10 of y'all and y'all in the same location and somebody tweak out and they decide to crash out that day, guess what? 12 gonna come get them and you. All y'all finna get caught. All y'all finna get booked and sat in their room to talk. You feel me? Like, that how it go, bro. Even if you had nothing to do with it. I know somebody personally, bro. Wrong place, wrong time. He was running with the wrong crowd. It was four of them. All of them had to sit, bro. Fed time. One or two decided to crash out, bro. Go do something. Go handle some business, bro. Go do something stupid. He just so happened to be in the car. He ain't never get out the car. Him and somebody else never got out of the car, bro. The first two, they went in. They had their own plan going on, bro. Did their own thing. Boom, accessory, bro. Because with conspiracy, bro, with conspiracy charges, this was hard about a conspiracy charge. When you go to jail or you get arrested over an actual crime, like a normal everyday crime, like robbery, attempted murder, you have to prove yourself to be guilty. I mean, you're innocent until proven guilty. So you have to prove your innocence, right? Bro, with conspiracy, it's the reverse. You have to prove that you didn't know that this was going to happen, bro. You know, you have to, bro, it's crazy as hell, bro. With conspiracy, you have to prove that you have no knowledge, that you were not aware of the crime committed. Yeah, so it's a difference between proving that you're innocent and then proving that you're not guilty. It's a big difference. It's a big ass gap right there, okay? So, yeah, bro, it's like, man, bro, you gotta watch who you rolling with, bro. All y'all get caught. And then one person talk, everybody going down. Come on now, look at YSL. Like, real deal, bro, one person talk. It was a news article where this biker gang, bro, they went up and did something, bro. Like, what, 60-some people got arrested. Everybody went in there and shut up. Everybody came home. But it don't work like that with us. I don't know what the hell we got going on. Now, we need to change that, bro. I don't know. We need to work on some shit. But anyway, bro, watch who you hanging with, bro. It's a lot of people that is not worth your time. And when you go out there and you making some real money, fool. And honestly, even with Holland, that ain't even no real money. I was barely scraping the surface, bro. Because being real, it only take $275 a day to make $100,000. There were days where I was bringing in $350 a day easily, consistently, bro. Like, cracking their asses. Like, for real, okay? Watch who you rolling around with. They could be costing you some money. They could be costing you your bag, your freedom. And one thing about freedom, bro, you can't even put no price tag on that shit. That's the sad part. You can't even put no price on no freedom, fool. But, you know, entrepreneurship, bro, my entrepreneurship journey, bro, it's had ups and downs. It's still going. I love it. This is part of me, bro. This is my life, bro. This is my life. I've come so far, and that's the reason why I can't quit. It's because I remember starting like yesterday, bro. Like, I remember when I first started all this shit, even podcasting, bro. I started podcasting off of my iPad Pro and off of my iPhone. I had like an iPhone 8 Plus. I still had an 8 Plus, bro. I still use it every now and then to record. Matter of fact, whenever I brought this podcast back, bro, in honor of the journey, bro, I recorded my first episode off of the iPhone 8 Plus. You know what I'm saying? I like to humble myself sometimes and take it back to where it all started. You dig? But yeah, that's really all I could put in today's episode, I feel like, because I got a whole bunch of content in this. I got a whole bunch of content to make, a lot of clients to try to talk to, check and see who didn't hit me back today. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to get even busier, you know what I'm saying? But I hope this was like a more realistic of what entrepreneurship is, bro. This shit is fun as fuck, bro. It really is. But it's pain in the ass at times, bro. It's miserable. It's going to be times where you cry, bro. You're going to be tired as fuck. You're going to want to quit, bro. It's been a couple of times where I want to quit, but it's like, fuck, I can't do that shit. I come too far. It's like when you look over your shoulder, you be like, hell no, I can't. Hell no, I ain't quitting shit. You know what I'm saying? It's times where you want to pick up the phone and be like, mom, I'm coming home. Man, fuck that, bro. Man, you better thug that shit out. You better call your homie. If he really your brother, you feel me? Like, if you better thug it, you better find a way to thug it out and survive, bro. But with me being a trench baby, I always tell people I know how to improvise and survive, because when I was coming up, bro, it's a lot of stuff. I ain't gonna say that we went without, bro, but there's a lot of stuff we ain't had the latest everything, bro. Like my granddaddy, bro, when we came up, we ain't had no dryer food. Like, bro, that's discipline to go. Bro, folks don't know how disciplined it is, bro. When you wash your laundry, you gotta take your laundry out, put it in the basket, walk outside and hang your clothes up to dry, fool. You put that shit on the clothesline. Bro, come on now. Real trench baby, bro. Going to the laundromat as a kid, bro. Putting quarters in the machine, bro. We ain't got no drive. Come on now. Come on now. And then not saying, and no cap, bro. I ain't even putting it as like we ain't got no dryer on some like we can't afford it type shit, bro. It ain't even enough room in the crib, bro. We can't scoop nothing to the side to put no dryer, fool. Real deal, bro. Shotgun house. You know what I'm saying? Like, folks don't know, bro. Don't even get me, man. I get wrapped, man, cause I came so far, bro. I'd be damned if I quit. But I bet, bro, for shit show, I'm gonna run up a bag for me, for mines, my community, bro. I'm gonna put everybody, man, I'm gonna put the whole world on my back if I can, bro. That's how I rock and roll. I don't care how I gotta do it, bro. If I gotta do it by myself, it is what it is, bro. For real. But we're gonna take an ad break. I should have split this up. But you know what I'm saying? When I get to going, bro, I just like to get going. But like, this was an episode to really give you the real spiel, bro. I'm saying we're going to take an ad break. And then, you know what I'm saying? We're just going to get a rehash. I don't even know if I'm going to I'll do a rehash for y'all. You know what I'm saying? We'll go back, tap in real quick. And then I'm going to slap the outro on there. And then I'll holler at y'all in the next one, bro. Time for another ad. So, this episode is also sponsored by Amos Williams. Amos Williams is my digital marketing agency startup, and we are a one-stop shop for all of your business and marketing needs. So whether you are trying to get started, whether you're already in the game and you're trying to grow, whether you're already developed, you just need somebody to kind of keep you tied in with the social media trends and future game planning. Look, that is what I do. I got you. That is what I'm here for. I offer all of that. So all of my services, so you could see different quotes, or just if you just need my contact information, it will be down in the description below. Check out Fiverr for all of the quotes and see, you know, if there's a particular service that you may need, the price will be on there. If you don't see the price, just email me. All right. So if you skip through, look, this is the rehash. So I just basically just discuss my entire journey of entrepreneurship, you know, saying how things came about, basically my story. Like, this episode will probably be used in like my documentary. I want to film my own documentary, you know what I'm saying, one day. I have that much content, surprisingly, where I could actually film my own documentary, and I have enough skill to where I can actually film it and edit it myself as well. But you know, it's just really just a lot of backstory, bro. Like, I've been the same guy, bro. I always been off to myself. You know, I always been in my own world. That's how I like it. You know, I feel like I'm ahead of the curve because a lot of the stuff that's going viral, I've been locked in. I ain't never been pressed by no female. Like, not no disrespect to anybody, but I ain't never been pressed by, you know what I'm saying? I always knew I was that guy. I'm him. I told my girl, like, what, last week when I was in the kitchen, bro, I said, hell, if him was a person, you looking at him. Real deal, bro. I wake up, talk shit every day. Like, I feel myself, bro. Ain't nobody really fooling with me out here. I'm confident as hell in myself, bro, because I worked hard, but I come a long way, bro. You know, I rarely have to look over my shoulder and see how far I come, but you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I do have to humble myself, look over my shoulder and be like, bro, like, yeah, bro, like, we really did that. We really did that. And, you know, this go round of me producing a lot of this content, podcasting and stuff like that, bro. Like, now I'm about to enter my other realm, bro. I know my time is coming here soon. I'm about to enter a whole nother realm, and I can't wait. I'm excited. It's been a long time coming. I've been busting my ass, bro. So to everybody out there who, if your dreams don't make people look at you crazy, bro, think of something different. Real deal. A lot of my dreams, bro, a lot of people that are close to me, bro, tell me, like, come on, let's be realistic. How the hell are you going to do that? Blah, 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 this. You don't think that that's not out of your reach? Like, fuck no, bro. The fuck? Money come and go. I learned that as a baby. Bro, I was looking at a yacht, okay? And the budget for this particular super yacht, it's a specific number that I'm choosing for a reason. Like I said, bro, I'm gonna explain this later in another episode, but the specific yacht, I would have to make $100 680,000 times. And I ain't never fucking looked at something so damn realistic in my life, bro. You know how many times I made $100 so far already in my lifetime, bro? I was like, I only got to do it 680,000 times, bro. I'm like, shit, that's easy. Like, for real, bro. Like, I always been different, bro. Anytime you have a big goal, break that shit down, bro. Everything. If you can make $100, bro. Look, if you ain't never made $100 before, break it to a dollar, bro. How many times have you made a dollar? Do you know how to make a dollar? Okay, cool. Make it 100 times. Okay. After you make a dollar, you're going to make a 10. Over your journey, you're going to keep progressing, bro. It's going to be one day you're going to make $10, okay? So now you only got to make $10 10 times to get that 100. Then it's going to be one day, bro, you're just going to come out the gate, bro, $100, bam, first try. Boom, then you got to move it up to 1,000, bro. Guess what? You done made a dollar before, you done made $10 before, you made $100 before. So guess what? You just got to make $100 10 times. You're going to get 1,000. Boom, keep on going, 10,000. You feel me? Like, you got to make $1,000 10 times. You done did it before. All it is, bro, is just you just making yourself more consistent, bro. Even if you are more comfortable with making $100, if you know that you can make $100, that's your bread and butter play, bro, just do that. Replicate it over and over and over. That shit gonna add up so fast. You feel me? Work smart. Break down those big goals to smaller, realistic. Now, I ain't gonna even say realistic goals, bro. Just make it manageable, bro. So, like, if I throw $100 million umbrella over your head, you like, shit, bro, that's $100 million. How the hell? You know what I'm saying? You overthink too much, bro. But if I tell you, hey, bro, go make $100. Okay, cool. You know how to make $100? Cool. All right, make $100 this amount of many times. Do you think that's possible? I'm 25. You know what? I could probably do it. Break that down. Okay. How many times I have to do it? Okay. You know, I want to do this within 20 years. Okay. Take that number divided by 20. So how many times you need to make it per year? Break it down. It ain't that hard. Break it down. But I really be giving y'all some game, bro. That's how I know the podcast is going to go crazy one day. I really be giving y'all $1 billion worth of game for free, bro. Hey, hey, I know something. I tell everybody this all the time, bro. If I don't know how to do nothing else, I know how to make a damn dollar. For real, that's me. I can make a dollar. But hang in there, all hustlers, entrepreneurs, hang in there, bro. Hey, look, be sure to follow me on Instagram at PLNTLR. I will be dropping that down in the description. Check out Busy Coffee, you know what I'm saying? I already dropped that ad up in here, you feel me? Go check out Amos Williams, that's my flagship. Granted, it don't have that many followers, and I don't want it to have that many followers, you feel me? Because, like, look, I know some millionaires that ain't even got no Instagram. That's how we trying to do. Hey, I don't know. It may not be the most under the radar flagship, but who knows? I'm trying to keep it like an under the radar flagship, okay? But I have starting to see it get a little traction, so I don't know. But yeah, bro, keep hanging in there. Learn as you go. Quit listening to everybody. Listen to yourself sometimes. If you don't know yourself, you don't need to be with other people. You can't start without commitment. You won't finish without consistency. Stay dedicated. Stay disciplined. Discipline gonna bail you out of a lot of shit, bro, because it's gonna be a lot of days where you're not motivated. But guess what? Discipline gonna keep you in the ball game. If you want to get smarter and you do believe in God, read the book of Proverbs. Knowledge is so expensive, okay? Knowledge is so expensive. The easiest way to collect you a bag is just go into educating, bro. Not everybody know what you know. Not everybody know as much as you know, okay? It's an easy way to get a bag. Stay yourself, be yourself. A lot of people kind of got on me because they was like, you know what I'm saying, how I branched off so many different entities, but now I got it under one umbrella and it makes sense now. So a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? So everybody that talked down on you, make it your goal, not on purpose. I ain't gonna even say make it your goal, bro. My overall goal is to bless my community. You know what I'm saying? To bless the world. But, you know what I'm saying? Under that, you know what I'm saying? Make one of your goals, bro. Everybody that doubted you, bro. Everybody that slept on you. Man, make their ass throw up in the middle of the night, bro. I want people to think they pregnant. You feel me? I want folks to throw up in the middle of the night. Bro, I want folks to think that they done got pregnant. That's how bad. That's how sick I want to make them. Male, men and women. I want everybody throwing up like they got food poisoning. They pregnant. You feel me? Everybody that slept on me. Everybody that tried to slow me down. Everybody that tried to hinder me. Everybody that talked down on me, that still do talk down on me. Y'all can kiss my ass. Bro, like, y'all don't know who the hell. Bro, a monster has been summoned, bro. But not like a monster in a bad way, bro. Like, the ups and downs of entrepreneurship have molded me into, like, I feel damn near bulletproof, bro. Nobody can tell me anything that can discourage me. I am so confident in myself to where people, I mean, people say I'm arrogant and cocky, but, like, that's how confident I am in myself, in my skills. But this is the thing about it. The things that I tell you, I have proven fact that I can do this and I am damn good at it. I don't just say, like, I could do this, I could do that. You know what I'm saying? That's cocky type shit. No, like, bro, sit down with me. I can break it down for you. Like, this is what I do. I produce 9 pieces of content. I'm a damn good content creator. I'm not the best, but I'm damn good. You feel me? Like, it's a whole bunch of stuff I'm damn good at. I may not be the best, but I'm damn good. You got to put me in the conversation. You can't knock it. That's one thing. You can't knock it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, thank you to everybody that's tuning in. I hope you have a blessed day. Keep grinding, bro. Your day coming. Usually, the day that you quit is the day before you start winning. Okay? So, you just keep swinging. Swing for no reason if you have to, bro. That's what you got to do. You got to swing at the fucking air sometimes. It is what it is. But thank you guys for tuning in. Stay blessed. And, you know what I'm saying? I'll holler at y'all in the next one. And that is all for today. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed the discussion and possibly learned something new. And, you know, laughed every now and then. You know, hopefully I was able to give you a good laugh here and there. But if you do have any thoughts or feedback, I'd love to hear back from you. Just leave a comment below or reach out to me on social media. And remember, if you do want to stay up to date with all of my latest episodes, be sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you may get your podcast. So this podcast is available on all major podcasting platforms. So not only just Spotify, but also Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. So with all of that being said, I will see you guys in the next one.